Well, it's that time in our program for My Tech News with Mike Brennan. That's when we bring you the headlines that you can receive every week as a delivery. And these are just a few of the headlines of the many that you'll find that talk about what's going on in technology and business throughout the state of Michigan and the nation as well. And Mike Brennan, welcome. He's the editor. Good to have you on board with us.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
And thank you, by the way, to the folks at ITA and New Horizons Computer Learning Centers that make this possible, along with ITC, the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, and Warner, Norcross, and Judd, attorneys at law. Matter of fact, one of your headlines talked about one of the guys being recognized from that law firm. But let's dive right into a couple of one of the ones that caught my eye, Mike, was about the Detroit Symphony Orchestra hosting a different kind of meeting at the Max facility on April 21st to help get support from the community for the symphony. An interesting
story. There's a group called Assemble, which is sort of the Digerati of Detroit. They were the ones that tried to bring the X Games to Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And so they brought in someone from Boston who has a lot of experience from the mayor's office there and something they call the New Urban Mechanics in Boston, talking about how technology innovation helped build Boston and how the same thing can be done to help build Detroit up.
Sweet. That is neat to have that kind of coordination with other cities. Another story I stood out there was that a survey that 30% of the CIOs, the chief information officers at businesses throughout the state, say that the biggest challenge they have is managing remote workforce, kind of like herding cats.
Yeah, pretty much. For one that does this myself, it's really you got to be very disciplined because there's so many distractions working from home. But at the same time, this is the trend. Everybody, your mobile workforce, they want to work from home, or they want to cut back on their office expenses, or they say, all right, work from home, or whatever the case may be. But then the issue becomes, if you don't see them, how do you manage them? And that seems to be one of the big concerns.
Well, Mike, you were saying that I did. I have worked from home for many years before I got sick, and that was my base of operations. You do, I know. And Marissa Meyer, when she came into Yahoo, wanted to put a lot of the workforce out there in the field. And the problem is, how do you effectively manage that so you get the most out of that? Yeah, it is a challenge. I'm also seeing something that's kind of interesting, too, being developed in metropolitan Detroit, our suburban area, out in Plymouth. Hella is a company that's developing a new charging system for electric vehicles that could be kind of revolutionary.
Yeah, this is a little different. Right now, in some cases, you can get wireless charging for small devices like cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to plug them in, all that jazz. Well, Hella wants to take that to the next step for electric vehicles, but there still has to be a lot of things done. After these special charging coils put in place, you could even put them in the roads. I mean, if you have a modern road.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, one of the scenarios, they said you're stopped at the traffic light and you're getting a charge.
Yep.
Well, that has a few issues for me. I'm not sure how comfortable I would be.
Yeah.
So I think there's some
crosswalks will become a new adventure for people with pacemakers.
Well, it'll keep the streets thawed.
It would take heated seats to a whole other level, right?
But it's interesting that kind of cutting edge work is being done in the suburban area of Detroit here. That's neat. By the way, MI Tech News, it's a couple of these headlines we've heard about here are just some of the things that new things are going on, inventions that are being going on, and companies that are getting into new processes and news from around the state as well. It's really kind of interesting. But Mike also helps people who are entrepreneurs like you out there, perhaps who have a little business, to get together with other entrepreneurs and to find sources of funding by telling you about places that are having meetings where you can network with the people who have the money to get your business going. So it's good for people who are just generally interested in news, but also people who are interested in finding out how to make their businesses work and work even better and find other people who are involved in the same kind of businesses. How do you get involved? It costs you not a penny. Simply go to internetadvisor.net and then scroll down the page to the place where you see Mike's smiling face and the MI Tech News Report. And then right below that, it says Keep Calm and click to subscribe. And then you can just hit that link in there. This is MI Tech Newsletter. And what it'll do is it'll take you off to a page where you can simply put in your name and your email address. And every Friday, you will get all of the headlines. And there's just quite a few of them. Mike, how many do you put out there roughly every week?
Well, my webmaster is always complaining it's too many. So, but typically 30, give or take.
Yeah.
So.
And what you see are headlines there that link off, so you don't have to read them all to get through it. But you can see a headline that catches your eye. Boom! You can click on that more, read more, and it'll take you off to a full article where you can find all the details. For instance, about that Detroit Symphony Orchestra article might be something that you'd find interesting. In any case, it costs you nothing, but you get a world of information available to you that you can delve into and keep on top of what's going on in the world around you. And again, that costs you absolutely nothing. Just simply go to mitechnews.com here on the Internet Advisor page and click on that, and it's just boom, you're there. Next weekend.
And we don't want to hide your light under a bushel.
Oh, that's
true.
We have
the Internet Advisor podcast
that's
channel.
Right.
And my partner and I, Jason Johnson, have taken over that for Foster and Gary and group there, so that we can break it down into segments so you can zero
Absolutely.
In specifically on the one you want to listen to.
And what we're going to do, by the way, in just a moment after we finished talking about maybe the last headline here, was we're going to talk a little bit about that podcast channel in a little more detail for you folks out there, because it offers you a ton of resources, more than just the information and audio from our program, a whole lot more. But to wrap things up, Mike, I noticed that there one of the articles you had here was that a Michigan-based independent film has topped $10,000 on Kickstarter, and their goal. And it's kind of cool. It's a Star Trek Horizon feature-length film.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they got the rights from Universal or whoever owns that, that he just didn't do that on his own. But a 22-year-old Albion College graduate put this whole project together. I'm not sure exactly how in-depth it is, but the thing is, he, over the Easter weekend, put up his campaign on Kickstarter,
Good
which,
grief.
Of course, is the crowdfunding campaign.
Right, right.
And in 32 hours raised $10,000, which apparently was enough so that he could do whatever the finishes on the film were or
right.
something.
Getting some of it going. We know from having Dean Krauskopf, who is our gardening expert at WJR, our flagship station, his wife is putting together an independent film about lighthouse keepers. And it's going to be it's wonderful. And they started on Kickstarter as well. And putting together a movie, especially one that has a fair number of, has a script to be written and all the rest of that, takes quite a bit of money. So I know that their Kickstarter program has been going on for a while. And $10,000, I think, is kind of it's an independent movie. Maybe he's able to do it at a much, much cheaper rate than other people who are out there. But in any case, good luck to him. Now, Mike, let's get back to our podcast channel, which folks are going to be finding out more about. As a matter of fact, last week we put a link up on our Facebook page about F7 Studios and that podcast channel. Let's talk a little bit more about that so that people can find out about getting over there and what are the other things that they'll find when they get to that podcast channel.
Well, right now we have Internet Advisor is the lead sort of partner there,
mm-hmm.
right at the top. And again, what we've done is before Foster, you guys would produce the show end to end. So,
mm-hmm.
The segments would be in there. You'd have to search for them to find
yep.
them.
Right.
So instead now what we've done is broken each segment out because people have, I learned this from my days of doing streaming media, that people, they have specific things they want to hear. They don't
right.
want to hear the whole thing maybe necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can do that. And then we also have Richard Steenan, when he does some podcasting with us, he's up there. And then we take this show itself, this segment, and break it out for me for the mm-hmm. MI Tech News podcast update. And then we're building on that at F7 Studios. What I want that to become is sort of an independent vehicle for
right.
folks like us, Foster, who are professional communicators who may or may not be as savvy with the social media stuff as
right.
they need to be. And with us, more it's really Jason. I'm not the whiz kid here. It's Jason Johnson. But he takes over and makes it sound great.
And part of, by the way, folks, what we've envisioned doing with this, and this is something that's still going to be unfolding, is that we would also use this as a place to put bonus kind of interviews. For instance, our own Shane Hamlin is a real expert at gaming, and we're talking about working with him to put some things up there that would be focused on gaming that you might not hear during our program, but you'd be able to get there as well. So, Mike, thank you very much. We envision great things with that, and we'll let people keep on knowing about that. Take care, Mike. Good to have you
Thanks
with
you
us.
Sir.
Stay